turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I've said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car.
Kind of a depressing report in the BlackBerry marketplace. You might remember a time when if you were a power communicator, you had a BlackBerry, period. And I, you know, and even at its height, I kind of laughed because I was a Palm guy. And these people would implement their BlackBerries, and in their business, they had to have a BlackBerry server to service. They had to pay for the server portion of it. You don't have to anymore. But its big selling point was the real-time push emails, and real popular in political and in media, journalist markets. People really having to be, you know, instantly connected, and it was a huge seller. It was a revolutionary thing, you know, getting these emails pushed to you. Well, I had Palm stuff. And I'd set it up to push my emails every 5 minutes, and seemed good enough to me. And I didn't have to buy a server, you know. So I just, you know, I just, and it was a more elegant phone. It was a more elegant operating system, and I just never really bought into the BlackBerry thing. Well, nobody's buying into the BlackBerry thing now. There's a report out that they have a 0% of the market for consumers. Well, that's kind of been the case for a while. I don't know if that's really news. I mean, even in the good old days, they were primarily sort of enterprise phones. And that's still the case, although the latest numbers with them is they're only 3.5% of the enterprise market. So 0% of consumer, 3.5% or so of the enterprise, not good. Now, equally depressing, hardly mentioned in this story, is that Microsoft has got about a 3% share in the consumer market, which is not good. So, you know, you've got some players that were, you know, at one point major players, particularly BlackBerry. Microsoft's never been a majority, but certainly in terms of just technology in general with their OSs, they've been a major player, but just have not been able to make it work in the phone environment. I'm still not a fan of their phone OS. Nokia's kind of been pretty loyal to Microsoft, and they paid for it because their market share has gone down the tubes as well. So, you know, right now it's a situation where you've got iPhone, the iOS, or you've got Android, the Android OS, and that's it, really, in terms of really competitive players in the smartphone OS marketplace. And of course, Android's got an advantage in that they have about 400,000 manufacturers utilizing their Android OS, and all of those sales figures get stacked up together under one operating system. Apple has one operating system, one manufacturer, one distribution channel, and pretty impressive. I think they're still the majority in the smartphone marketplace. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. But it's very interesting when you're researching this stuff and reviewing BlackBerry stuff. You know, you got the BlackBerry diehards, which I respect. If you like BlackBerry, you like BlackBerry. I don't have a problem with that. But it's that typical thing. It goes all the way back, and it probably even precedes the Betamax VHS argument, but it is just so similar. It doesn't matter. Palm is a great example of that. I was a huge Palm fan. It doesn't matter that it's superior. It's what people buy. Ultimately. That's it. You appeal to the customers, and you get them to buy your product. You're the one. Well, you set the standard.
And I contend it goes further back than this, but I could even take it back to the reciprocating versus rotary engine.
Well, yeah.
Reciprocating kind of came out and made its mark. They went with it. The rotary came out, was reintroduced, because it actually was introduced back when the reciprocating engine also was there.
Right.
Long time ago.
Right.
I think the Egyptians made it with the
pyramids. Well, they were air pumps, yeah.
But,
they were just air pumps.
Yeah. And so because the piston engine took off and was the thing to have, the rotary never could catch up.
Right.
The technology never could catch up.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of examples. You know, dairy cows.
Right.
You know, there, I don't remember the names off the top of my head. A couple of different dairy cow breeds.
Yeah, the Guernsey being the primary.
Or the Holstein.
Yes.
Which is better? Some prefer the Holstein, some prefer the Guernsey.
It depends on if you're on a full-fat diet or not.
Well, and it's whether you prefer six teats or eight. That's important as a dairy farmer. It's very important. So, you know,
it definitely affects the pasteurization process.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they eat in the pasture, and then they come in and they get pasteurized. That's bizarre. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Didn't Deacon Jones coin that term in the football field?
What's that?
Getting pasteurized?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh, no, actually, he created the term sack. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you get planted, that's kind of like being pasteurized. And he definitely did some planting.
Well, he hit you so hard you couldn't see past your eyes.
Oh, God. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, a little stream of consciousness stuff going on. It's better than a stream of unconsciousness, I mean, you know, which is not far off for either of us at this point. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Pay attention to the clock, my man. Don't be too funny.
We're going to be here all day, baby!
Oh, that's right, we got something going on. Is that this weekend already? I thought that was like the first week of March. Oh, man, I didn't realize. Yeah, we've got the
football games going to go on. Tomorrow.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Yeah. I tell you, did you hear the stuff Roger Goodell is saying? Oh, man.
You heard the rumors, right, that they're talking about doing away with the extra point?
Doing away with the extra point, yeah. Yeah, I thought, some of the best commentary I heard in a while was something that Bill O'Reilly said the other night. He did an interview with Fran Tarkin. Did you happen to see that on the O'Reilly Factor?
Yeah.
Loved Fran. Loved him. In fact, in the game last, was it 2 weeks ago now, Russell Wilson did a play that reminded me so much of Tarkenton that it was hilarious. It was like a flashback, you know, where he scrambled about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then threw a 50-yard bomb and completed the pass. It was so Tarkenton-esque. But, you know, he's like 73 years old now, in good shape, healthy.
Wow, Wilson doesn't look
good. Doing fine. No, no, no.
Oh.
I'm talking about Tarkenton.
Oh, okay.
And O'Reilly's interviewing him, and they're talking about, you know, how he stayed healthy and the physicality of the game and how he managed to do that, particularly as a scrambler. And he said one of the reasons he stayed healthy is because he was a scrambler. He didn't stand there and take hits. You know, he had guys like Namath that were pocket passers and really just got obliterated. And he said, no, you know, I didn't take as many hits because I didn't stand and take them. I was running around the pocket and got rid of the ball. And I think there's something to that. I think if you're a scrambler, that's one thing. If you're a running quarterback, that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get into trouble. I just ask Robert Griffin. But O'Reilly said, and I've been thinking this for years, literally years, and I say it and people look at me like I'm absolutely insane. And it was something that Tarkenton, it was interesting because Tarkenton mentioned it kind of in an offhand fashion, a little obliquely, and then O'Reilly just dove right in with it. And what he said, what Tarkenton said, he says, these helmets nowadays are much bigger and much heavier than our helmets, and they've become more of a weapon. And then O'Reilly pipes in and says, yeah, I think they should go to smaller helmets, maybe even leather helmets. And that's what I've always said. You want to get guys to stop just knocking the snot out of each other?
Yep, with your head.
Take the helmet, reduce it, make it small in the pads. Look at Australian rules rugby
mm-hmm.
or rules football. you know, where they don't have all the pads. They hit. There's action, and they do get hurt. You can't golf and not get hurt. But the level of intensity in the collisions is nothing like the NFL. But I don't know. I still think ultimately you just put flags on them. Pink flags. Take the cleats off. Don't let them wear cleats. And actually, you know what it is? Fantasy football. Make the NFL nothing but fantasy football. No actual hitting goes on.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.